The Lord is very generous to us, and His generosity goes beyond what we can comprehend or understand or seen or can even feel at the present moment, because first we have to recognize that we are finite and we are very limited in our comprehension and understanding. And oftentimes the storm, the trials, the hardships, or whatever the situation or challenges that are going on right now often cloud our mind, our vision, and our comprehension of the Lord's goodness. But yet all of the readings today remind us that God is so generous to us. He is so good to us that He cares for us and provides for us, not only in a grace-filled way, but in a very spiritual, personal, intimate, and loving way by giving Himself to us in the Eucharist. My brothers and sisters, do you believe that the Lord is feeding you and I with His own body, His own blood, through the sacrament of the Eucharist? Oftentimes we take the Mass and the Eucharist for granted, but the people who are living around the world do not have a free chance or an opportunity to go to Mass that readily available at us. But then every time we go to Mass, oftentimes we feel so burdensome, as if it's like an obligation, a heavy burden for us, that we no longer have the joy to come and to receive His generosity for us. All the readings today remind us that the Mass, especially the Eucharist, is Christ's greatest, most personal, loving, and intimate gift to us. So are we joyful in receiving Him, or are we resentful and feel burdensome every time we go to Mass? My brothers and sisters, it's so important that we recognize that this is the greatest way that He shows love to us, by giving us His own body, His own blood. His own body, His own blood for us. As St. Paul has said in the second reading today, while He was going through all the trials and hardship in His own ministry in prison, He said, "I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live a manner worthy of the call you have received." The call to be children of God, my brothers and sisters, to live it with all humility and gentleness, with patience and bearing with one another through love. He asks us to strive to preserve the unity of the Spirit to the bond of peace. Because why? Because we are one body, one Spirit. Because we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. My brothers and sisters, this is our faith. This is our faith. And we need to have that joy in receiving the Lord and seeing how generous He had been to us, so that we ourselves become generous as well. This is what it means to be Eucharistic, that in thanksgiving, in being grateful for what He had given to us, we can become generous toward others. My brothers and sisters, in recent days, I know how much I have yearned for the Eucharist. I know within my own life of time when I don't have the ability to celebrate daily masses like I would like to. And I know that I'm not going through this alone, because many of our brothers and sisters are experiencing the same things around the world. And I yearn for the Eucharist. I miss the Eucharist, because I know that it's Him. And receiving the Eucharist isn't just something that I do to impress other people, to feel like I'm more holy than them or somehow special than them. To receive the Eucharist remind me that Christ is my love, and I miss Him, and I want to receive Him. Yes, you and I can receive spiritual communions, and that would be a wonderful opportunity, tool, and instrument, but it's not the same. The Eucharist is real. Even though we can only see bread and wine, it's Christ's true body and blood. I don't know about you. My soul yearns for the Eucharist. My soul yearns for Christ. Because my soul loves him. And there's an emptiness and a void not being able to receive him. And I hope you can feel that within your own life too. So that the Eucharist, the Mass, is no longer an obligation, a burden, or something we check on our list, but truly an opportunity that we give our total, our all, our everything to him. So what does the Eucharist mean for you? What does the holy sacrifice of the Mass mean for you? Are we yearning? Are we looking forward? Are we joyful in attending Mass and receiving the Eucharist by living in a state of grace? Or are we going through the motion? Without the Eucharist, I wouldn't be able to live. Without the Eucharist, there would be no joy in this life. Without the Eucharist, life would just be filled with one thing after another, going through the motion. But with the Eucharist, I know that he loves me. My soul yearns for him, and I love him. And I pray, and I wish, and I hope that you would feel that too. So that we know how generous God has been to for us and toward us. And once we have received his intimate, personal, and loving gift, we can in turn become Eucharistic, thankful, and giving our everything back to him, to the life, to the prayer, to the act of worship, but most important of all, to the act of loving charity and service to our brothers and sisters too.